Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Be Mitch and Finley. Pride, passion. This is the Summer Games. If you've missed any of our riveting, what do you call the first round of the office golf event? Landfill
Beer pong
and Brian
next week.
Mitchell
Beer
tied
pong next week.
Four out of five golf balls. They will have a three-putt challenge for the gold medal. Unfortunately, I'm a moron, and I am now in a sudden death playoff for the bronze medal against Jeff Walker. Now, Jeff, please come here, sir. Is this I know that you got to play football for 2 days at Bowie State before they took your helmet and gave it to that other guy. So where does this rank as far as your athletic competitions in your life?
Oh, this is probably at the bottom right now. Yeah, this is one of the ones at the bottom. I'm not about to lose to JP, man.
Well, for me, this is incredibly important. I would say it's the birth of my two daughters, then this event, then my wedding day. So I hope my wife's not listening. This already ranks higher than my wedding
day. Oh, she just texted.
Now, Jeff, you claim I have to go first because I'm older?
Yes, yes.
And this is sudden death from 6 feet.
From 6 feet.
Landfill, who's your pick for the bronze medal?
I'm going to go with Jeff Walker.
Can we get this straight? So sudden death, is it like first one
Jeff,
miss?
Jeff, there's a microphone.
Oh, my bad. Is it first one miss, first one make, or do we keep going until the first
one to miss? Yeah. And if we both miss, we keep going.
All right, come on.
B. Mitch, who's your pick?
I'm going with JP.
Ooh. And we turn the mic over to esteemed play-by-play announcer, Mr. Chris Russell.
Yes. Thank you very much. See, Jeff, that's how it works. You got to actually talk into the microphone in order for people on the radio to hear you. All right, so JP Finley is here. What are the rules? First to make, right, or miss? What
first
are we doing
to miss.
Here? First to miss. J.P. Finley steps up to the tee box, where he will have an approximately 6'1" shot, and he buries it off the right lip, just a little bit, avoiding the sand. Now, can Jeff Walker?
Don't be shy, Jeff.
Bowie State University, the pride of Bowie State University. Can he knock it in? As he, what happened?
Seems like the nerves are getting.
Really? I mean, he's stretching out. He's flexing
Miss.
A little bit. He goes into the sand and Finley.
The bronze medal has never felt quite so
Jeff
good.
Missed the first putt?
Smell you later, Jeff Walker.
He missed it bad, B. Mitch, right into the sand.
Come on, dog.
All right. Now, we went in reverse order. So we started this thing youngest to oldest. For the playoffs, we're going in reverse order. Brian Mitchell is on the tee. Three putts from 6 feet. Are you guys going deeper?
I think they should go deeper, but we might be here forever.
Let's go to the edge of the mat, which is probably about 7 feet.
Let's do that. Let's make up rules as we go along here. All right, so B. Mitch steps up, trying to restore the glory of not only his golf career, but the Washington Commanders organization. Can he get it done from 7 feet away? And he buries it.
Smooth. Looks like it could have been a little, it could have left that a little light, didn't you think, Rooster?
He was a little soft on the draw, there's no doubt about it, but it counts, one of one for Mr. Mitchell. And he is now two of two as he rolls it in, this time with a little bit more authority.
Confident stroke.
So he's two of two on the day, looking for the clean sweep of three of three here, and he gets it to roll in. It looked like he hit a pebble on the way in, didn't it?
It did seem a little bumpy on him. He celebrated, put his hand up in triumph, and walked away almost like he doesn't expect Landfill to make all three.
Well, I wouldn't expect Landfill to make all three either if I was him.
Let's check in with the great Jim Mullins real quick as he walks to the tee box here. Jim, how you feeling? This is a pretty big moment here.
Huge moment. Yeah, this is right up there with the time I bowled 199. In terms of athletic accomplishments.
That's a hell of a round of bowling.
And to be honest, even if I get the silver, which is going to happen, it's still basically the second greatest athletic accomplishment ever.
Let's see it. This could be your day.
I think it'll actually be the second greatest athletic accomplishment of anybody who works on the show, second only to Beamish's Super Bowl.
is that because you beat the crap out of J.P. Finley in golf?
Humiliated
okay.
him.
I think so, too.
Jeff, the one that said he can putt-putt, but he can't even make a putt from 6 feet.
Landy, getting ready. He's hobbling over there from 7 feet away.
Could be over quick.
We'll try and get landfill.
I guess if he misses one, it's over.
Yeah. Oh! He goes right into the sand, and we have a champion.
Let's get a couple interviews in here. Mr. Mitchell, how do you feel right now? What does this mean to you?
I expected this to happen.
You've had some accomplishments in your life. You've been drafted in the NFL. You've won a Super Bowl, multiple playoff games, a lot of touchdowns, four beautiful children. Where does this rank?
Number one. Nothing is better than this.
I have a question. Does the lack of a quality opponent diminish the merit of the award?
No. I taught Jeff a lot over the last few days.
Well, he came in dead last.
And I taught JP some stuff, and then I taught Landfill. I was in here early to hit him putting while he was sitting down to give everybody some level of, athleticism. And I think I came out where I was supposed to be. I really, really put all my hard work into this one. You could have sworn it was like trying to go to the Super Bowl and win a game.
That's really impressive. Let's check in with the silver medalist here. Jim Andrew Mullins, the 16th, a.k.a. Landfill. How are you feeling? Do you feel like you left it all out there on the field?
Absolutely. This was a performance of a lifetime. I can't imagine that I'll ever replicate anything like this again. But, sometimes you just get the medal, and it's showing up that counts to the kids.
What do these Summer Olympic Games mean to you now? That you're a silver medalist. There could be a parade in Ashburn in your hometown, for all I know.
I'm going to be honest. What it mostly means is there's a couple segments a week I don't have to book a guest. That's pretty much it.
And I'll ask you this. The guy that didn't get a medal, how are you feeling now, sir?
Yeah, Jeff, there's four people on the show. I just got hit in the face with a mic. There's four people on the show, and three of them got medals. So that makes you the only person without a medal.
He's medalist.
Yeah, you are not.
And I'm not talking about the
medalist
golf course.
The golf course. You are medalist.
Well, as long as I had fun and we all had fun, winners.
That is the ultimate avocado toast participation trophy answer I've ever heard.
Participation trophy type thing. You got to win something.
Well, being as though this is a circuit, I may have lost the battle, but I will win the war.
There's plenty more events to come.
Some tough words out of Jeff Walker for a guy who finished in fourth and out of a medal. How did I do as a broadcaster?
10 out of 10.
Yeah. You made it seem like it was a real event.
Yeah, it was. You did great. Thank you.
So next week, the next thing we're going to do is beer pong.
Next week is beer pong. TBD, if there's actually going to be beer in the cups.
It'd be water in the cups.
Beer
come at 2:05. Water in the cups, beer at 2:05.
It's going to be interesting to figure out how we do that, because I think it's just first person to make a cup.
We'll figure it out. If you have five balls, we'll figure out how many you get.
We're open to suggestions, Rooster. You're now part of the Olympic Committee.
I just got one thing to say. B-Mitch, I don't know if you notice this. Staring across at J.P. Finley, and he's got his shirt rolled up over his shoulder.
I'm trying to intimidate.
He's trying to show his muscles.
I just randomly do that.
I thought it was like a straight stick.
I'm going to go ahead and tell the people what they want to hear. There's a lot of controversy surrounding today's performance.
JP's arm right here.
I did think I was going to come in second and perhaps battle for first. My first putt was awful. I tend to get nervous in these sorts of situations, which is remarkable. I can talk live on the radio for 4 hours, and I pull my first putt in the Summer Olympics. That's just how it is. Maybe I need anxiety medicine. Maybe I should have just taken a bong hit. I don't know. But I'm going to be better for next week's Summer Olympics. Just a gummy?
Whatever it takes, because you're awful when it comes to putting.
I hit 4 of 6.
But when it counts, how many did you hit?
I hit the one to put Jeff into last place. At least I hit that.
You played against Jeff.
next. Seriously, big thanks to Chris Russell. Everybody clap it up.
Go,
that was great.
Go,
thank you, Rooster. That thank was a lot
you.
Of fun. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Now, coming up next, phone lines at Mid-Open. We're opening them now. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. MGM National Harbor listener lines are open. It is Bleep You Thursday.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.